You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host, and you're listening to a special edition called Frequency Specific Microcurrent with our guest, Dr. David G. Young. Dr. David, well, he is the owner at All Natural Doctor LLC. You can reach out to him based out of Battleground, Washington, but you can reach out to him no matter where you're located. Go online. Go to allnaturaldoctor.com. That's allnaturaldoctor.com. You can also reach out to him by phone as well. More than happy to take your calls at 360-687-3340. And Dr. David Young, welcome back to the program today, sir. And how are you?
Thank you, Rick. I'm very well.
All right. Great to get you on and jump into this particular topic. Before we do, though, I know just for anybody who could be hearing you for the first time, give them about 30 seconds of your background and what you do, Doc.
I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I specialize in neuromuscular therapy, which is one of the things we'll be talking about today, and clinical nutrition, which involves thorough lab testing, about 120, 30 tests I do to conduct my nutritional testing, nutritional practice.
Right. And last week we got to know each other when we talked about the truth about type 2 diabetes, but today we're doing a little bit something different, aren't we?
Yes, we certainly are.
All right. So now, talk to me about frequency-specific microcurrent. What is this all about?
Well, first of all, I'm going to abbreviate it FSM for short, so you don't have to say that long word all the time.
Okay.
And so what that means in a nutshell is, if I were to say microcurrent, what is microcurrent? Microcurrent is electrical therapy that's measured in a millionth of an amp. Now, most electrical therapies in the medical world is thousands of an amp. This is a millionth of an amp.
All right.
So it's 1,000 times less powerful than what's normally out there, but it's the same exact amount of power that your cells produce when they make their own electrical current. So therefore, it works in harmony because it's not being overpowered by 1,000 times more too much power. Now, that's the microcurrent part of it. Frequency is another word in frequency-specific microcurrent. Electricity is not like water just going down the stream. It actually oscillates back and forth. The electricity in your wall outlet is 60 cycles per second. That frequency is 60.
Right.
Now, specific is very important. Every single tissue of the body has a specific oscillating frequency. An example would be a radio station. If all radio stations had the same frequency, they would just collide with each other and cancel each other out. So each radio station has their own specific frequency. So that's a brief overview of frequency-specific microcurrent.
Okay. All right. So now let's jump into it. What are some of the things that we should know about this?
Well, first of all, I'm required by law to say the FDA has never evaluated frequency-specific for its medicinal therapeutic tool, but that's out of the way, so we're done with that part.
Right.
My objectives, and especially with frequency-specific, but also with clinical nutrition, is long-term support. And so what I mean by that is, say, for instance, you have a headache. Well, I can give you aspirin for the headache. That's short-term. Let's go long-term. So let me give you an example of a long-term benefit. So let's go over to the year 2004. National Football League wide receiver, Philadelphia Eagles football team, Terrell Owens.
Mm-hmm.
He had a very severe injury of his left lower leg. He needed reconstructive surgery. His surgeon said that full recovery is impossible. He would never fully heal, but the Super Bowl is going to be in 6 weeks. He wanted to play.
Right.
And so he knew about microcurrent, and they made arrangements for a doctor specializing it to just drop everything that she had and fly over there and treat him for 6 weeks.
Okay.
And so the sooner you can get microcurrent started after surgery or an accident, the better. So within 1 hour after his recovery, he was in the limousine, the doctor's waiting, and he started getting my current treatment for 24 hours straight and then another 6 hours every day for the next 6 weeks. He did play in the Super Bowl and ran 157 yards. He continued to play professional football for several more seasons, and 14 years later, in 2018, he was inducted in the Football Hall of Fame. He thanked the FSM Dream Team for his recovery. So that is long-term benefits, and that's what I'm concerned about, is long-term benefits.
Wow. All right, so there's a real life example that you know you can kind of point to, that there is actual documented proof. I mean, everybody knows Terrell Owens, T.O. I mean, he was a big deal.
Yes.
You know, and he had a long career and an outstanding receiver. So now talk to me about, you know, I see how it benefited him. What are some of the other benefits that could be out there for us, you know, myself and listeners?
Well, most of the listeners would probably benefit mostly if they are in a car accident or a sports injury accident, the only reason being because they have high impact forces and cause the most damage. However, it can work for anything like dissolving a kidney stone if the right frequency is given. An example would be like a singer. A singer can shatter a crystal glass because a crystal glass has a specific vibrational characteristic. If she can hit that, she'll shatter that glass. The same thing with microcurrent. If you can hit exactly the same frequency of a kidney stone, you shatter the kidney stone. And so the statements I hear frequently from people in motor vehicle accidents and sports injuries is, I've never been quite the same since my accident. Now, Terrell doesn't have to say that. After his surgery, he was fixed the rest of the way, so he's good to go.
Right. So now, why is that? Why is it so effective?
Well, the electron vibrations. Everything in nature has electron vibrations. And whenever an accident occurs, those electron vibrations get altered. And I'm going to go into more detail that a little bit later on. It's going to be over people's heads at the moment. But when Terrell was worked on, his bones were screwed back together. Things were sewn back together. But the oscillating frequencies remained unchanged. And that's where the surgeon said, you're never going to heal completely.
Right.
But by canceling out those abnormal oscillating frequencies, he was able to return back to normal.
Right.
I've got a few case studies that can give you an example.
I was going to ask if there are any others. I mean, you mentioned the car accidents. I know a lot of people get in the car accidents. So that's something that's kind of normal. What other ones do you have to share?
Quite normal. I have three that I would like to share that I think are significant because they're all different but very significant.
Okay.
The first is a AAA baseball pitcher. He injured his shoulder, and he wanted to be called up to Major League Baseball.
Right.
His father is a surgeon and said, son, if you want to lead a normal life, if you want to lead a normal life as a father, you're going to have shoulder surgery. But he says, Dad, I can't do that. Because any pitcher who has shoulder surgery is automatically eliminated from the major leagues.
Right.
So he came to me to see what I could do. Now, his pitching speed was 92. It went down to 42. I treated him 5 days a week for 10 weeks, and we worked out some pitching homework exercises. And his shoulder healed not just perfection, but even a little bit better.
Wow.
He actually, his pitching speed went from 92 to 98 miles per hour, and he was called up to the Major League Baseball team and served there for several seasons. So that's one example. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's a huge jump in speed too. When you're talking about baseball pitchers, you know, 92 used to be a big deal. It's not anymore. So if you can get up to, you know, 98, 99, now you're talking.
Yes. Another one is, this one really comes to heart. This is a 25-year-old female, and she had artistic abilities. It was wonderful. She would teach piano, paint pictures, write children's books. And she came to me, and her left ear is practically touching her left shoulder because her posture is so messed up. She had a very bad car accident. Her van just spun around in circles.
Oh, wow.
And she came to me, and she said, my chiropractor and massage therapist released me. They say I'm medically stationary. My insurance company closed my PAP auto accident claim. But my medical doctor, who had taken a frequency-specific microcurrent course and knows that you've been doing it for a while, went to the insurance company and said, this girl is not healed, and forced the insurance company to reopen the PIP claim was on her in the first place, and then sent this patient to me. And the patient looked at me and said, any way you can help me? And I said, okay. So the physical damages were very apparent, but what hit me in the heart is that her artistic abilities had disappeared. She became dyslexic. She was having a hard time reading and spelling and writing and speaking.
Right.
She also had severe PTSD. She would not go out in public. I treated her for several weeks. Everything healed up to pre-accident status. Before the accident. Then her mother came with her just to say thank you. And this sometimes happens in a room, I'm not sure, in a therapy room, but emotions come out. And this mother said, I have to tell you something I haven't even told my husband. But it scared me so much. When our daughter was born, several weeks premature, they did a blood transfusion. They did it through her forehead. It just frightened me to death.
Right.
Now, as a doctor, I'm treating this 25-year-old. I'm thinking, why is this mother telling me this? Maybe I should do something about it. Maybe she's telling me for a reason. So I took my hands were in electric gloves, graphite gloves. I took my left hand over left forehead to swipe it towards the back. My right hand over and swipe it towards the back. My right hand kept on getting stuck, like there's a magnet or something's wrong with that.
Right.
So I kept on, every time she came, I dedicated a little bit of each session for that until the hands were flowing freely and everything was great. Then the parents called me up and said, "What did you do to our daughter?" And I go, "Uh-oh."
No, no doubt.
And they said, "The girl and our daughter turned into a woman. Whatever you did, thank you."
Wow. So that was something that happened at childbirth, and you were able to...
Yes.
To really, yes. I guess, in a way, treat it, because it had been left untreated.
That's the beautiful thing about microcurrent or FSM. It doesn't matter how long ago it happened. And in the next case, I'll point that out to you.
Okay.
There's a 45-year-old man. Mm-hmm. Since age 11, he has been doctor hopping for 34 years.
All right. Now, what does that mean, doctor hopping? Like just trying to find the right doctor?
Yes. He would walk with a cane because without warning, his left knee would simply collapse, and he'd fall flat on his face, and it was downright embarrassing. And so he's going from doctor to doctor to doctor, 34 years. Who can help me? And so because he was so embarrassed, he lived as a hermit in his parents' home. But he was the author of three famous computer games for kids. He was a celebrity, but he would not be seen in public. So I started treating him. The first four treatments, I wasn't getting very far. Remember, we need a specific frequency to make it heal. His fifth treatment, he remembered that when he was 10 years old, he's been doctor hopping since he's 11, mm-hmm. when he was 10 years old, his parents had a cornfield. The biplane flew overhead, sprayed herbicide. He was soaked to the bone. He went home, changed his clothes, but never showered. So I decided to treat his nerves for herbicide toxicity. Remember, this specific and frequency specific is the key.
Right.
Then he started walking without his cane around a 2-mile golf course by his parents' home. When he got more confident, he would go to the mall. He never did drive. He'd go to the mall, leave his cane at home. Finally, he took an Amtrak train from Portland, Oregon, to Seattle, Washington, to watch a Mariners game and meet his internet friends he's never met before and left his cane at home.
Right.
When he came to see me for his last visit, he was distraught. I thought, what's wrong? How's your knee? My knee's fine. How's the cane? Threw it away. So what's the problem?
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I said, well, there's only one thing left to do. Take dancing lessons and meet a girl. But of course.
Well, that, you know what, and stuff like that, where you mentioned, you know, the kid was, what, 10 years old when he remembers that happening?
10 years old.
And those chemicals, I guess that... They just sit there. You never really get rid of them. Your body doesn't really know what to do with stuff like that. So it kind of, I guess, just sits there and causes problems.
That's exactly right.
Now here's my main question. Because this has been, you know, again, you look at Terrell Owens, world-famous football player, Hall of Famer, you know, kind of a character as well, but, you know, an outstanding athlete. And then you have the pitcher and the other people that you mentioned in these case studies. Why don't more people know about this stuff, SFM, this frequency-specific microcurrent stuff?
Just call it FSM. It's so much easier.
Okay. Why don't people know about FSM?
There you go. Well, it was first discovered in the 1900s by medical doctors and osteopathic doctors in the United States, United Kingdom, and Germany. It was used by thousands of physicians until 1934. And at that time, the primary physician in the United States was Dr. Albert Abrams, 1910. He was extremely successful. But the powers that be behind conventional medicine decreed that this must be ineffective and fake. They made a law in their organization that only drugs and surgery were the legal tools of medicine. Every other form of medicine, nutrition, herbs, homeopathy, no matter what it was outlawed. Every medical convention except for prescription medication was outlawed. Any physician who uses these tools will lose his license. Devices went into back rooms. Research was lost. Mm-hmm. And the practitioners who did it were persecuted. But the reason why I still have it today is in 1946, that was 1934, 1946, a naturopathic osteopathic doctor from Canada, Dr. Harry Van Gelder, bought a practice in the United States with a machine and a list of frequencies from 1922.
Okay.
Now we fast forward to 1983. There's a doctor, Carolyn McMakin, in a chiropractor in Portland, Oregon, was attending a medical seminar, as all doctors are required to do by law.
Right.
She just had a hysterectomy. She was in a lot of pain. And an old fellow with a grumpy voice came up and said, "What's wrong with you?" And she explained to him, "And there's no cure." And he said, "I can fix that," and walked away.
Right.
Well, that was Dr. Van Gelder, who bought the 1946 practice, and he actually bought Dr. Abrams' old practice, Abrams' old machines, and continued research. So Dr. Macon asked Dr. Douglas, another chiropractor who was also an electrical engineer, "Is this really a viable form of medicine? You know, it just seems too good to be true." So they studied it for a while.
Right.
With all three doctors studied for a while. In 1995, Dr. Macon started using it for the first time for treating muscle pain and nerve pain, and invited other doctors in 1996 to participate. In 1997, started beginning teaching formal classes, but she said, "I really don't know if this is any good. I would like you early pioneers to help prove if this is good or not." And we did, and we proved that it's beneficial, teachable, and reproducible. Since then, we've got 20 years of research.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, that's where it is today. And discoveries are being made. I've made some very significant discoveries. And it's just wonderful the way this is progressing.
Right.
Some of the things I did that was very significant is, if somebody has a herniated disc, how do you treat it?
Yeah.
Well, we did not know what would happen if you pass current directly through the body. So it goes directly through the spinal cord. But I did some experimentation. I thought my risks were low, so I did some experimentation on my wife. So, mm-hmm. you know. And I healed her herniated disc. She did not have to have disc fusion.
Wow.
And so I brought that to the McMakin, taught her about that, and now it's being taught all over the world. And that's a very significant discovery, because now we can actually treat herniated discs.
Right. Yeah, and without surgery, because, you
without
know
what? Surgery.
Because a lot of times, you know what, that surgery doesn't really, you know, okay, you may have alleviated the herniated disc, but like you said, you know, what do they end up doing? I guess they end up fusing everything, right, in that area?
Well, I've had patients that their discs were fused, cervical,
yeah.
lumbar, and they might fuse two discs, and because they fuse two discs together, now the discs above and below have to take more rotation of motion.
Right.
Then they get worn out, then they have to be fused, and it just goes on and on until you've got like seven vertebral discs fused, and it's like you just glue the whole spine together in the neck.
Yeah,
and you have to turn your shoulders to turn your neck, and I've seen that quite often. It bothers me.
And they'll be standing straight up for the rest of their life.
Yes, they'll be standing straight up. Yes, exactly.
Now, did the Dr. McMakin, did she actually undergo the treatment as well for her issue?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what Dr. Van Gelder treated her back in 1983, and it took care of that. And until the day that Dr. Van Gelder died, Dr. McMakin, Dr. Douglas, and Dr. Van Gelder worked together constantly.
Wow.
And there's other famous people in science that talk about biological energies, and they've written books about biological energies that fit right into FSM. It all fits together very beautifully,
right,
if you take the time to study it.
Now, are there new discoveries in FSM that are being made?
Well, the new discoveries, like I say, I made a discovery of the vertebral disc. I also made a discovery of the spinal cord. You can go through that without wrecking the spinal cord.
Right.
In FSM, we have a slam dunk treatment for kidney stones. Patient came in, it wasn't working. His kidneys were about to explode. Well, his left kidney was about to explode. He was given Percocet. He was drinking copious amounts of water. He had a 2.5 millimeter stone stuck in his ureter. He had a 100% ureter block.
Right.
The left kidney was blown up, about ready to burst. None of the FSM frequencies were working. Percocet wasn't working. Kaiser's not going to do surgery. He came to me as last resort. I tried something different. Discovered a frequency at work, and that 2.5 millimeter stone within 15 minutes dissolved to 0.7 millimeters, and then the kidney started draining, and he did not lose his kidney, and the next day they still had their family vacation.
Wow, that's incredible. Now you're going to tell me that everything is hunky dory, right? There's no opposition to FSM.
Actually, there still is. Mainstream medicine is still stuck in the 1934 that the only adamant viable form of medicine is drugs and surgery, but not all mainstream medicine like that. Allopathic doctor referred the patient to me. She thought outside the box.
Right.
And then there's chiropractors and massage therapists that don't know about it or they're greedy. It could be one or the other. There are chiropractors that are ambulance chasers, and the PIP claims are very lucrative, and they want to keep the business for themselves. But then there, on the other hand, thankfully, there's also other chiropractors and massage therapists that say, hey, wait a minute, the patient is more important than my pocketbook. Let's find out what works best for them,
right.
And then they'll do what's best. And so it's opposed by some, but hugged by others.
Right. It seems like what you're saying, it's starting to become embraced.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, what are some of the other benefits of FSM?
Well, there's one really great benefit. Because microcurrent is done at an amperage equivalent to what the body produces on its own,
mm-hmm.
The body makes a fuel source called ATP. Like, say, for instance, you had a car that made its own gasoline,
right.
If you could invent something like that.
Okay.
So because we're doing microcurrent, ATP production has increased 500% over normal. Now, I had an underwear company come to me some time ago, and they understood 500% increase in ATP, and they wanted to make sports underwear with microcurrent technology inside to increase performance in the athletes. And I laughed at them. I thought, I was like, who's playing this joke on me? But they're dead serious.
Right.
And I explained, well, it doesn't work like that. ATP production is a byproduct. It's not the main thing you do. Now, we could program the underwear for constipation, but that would get a real kick in the butt, I suppose. But, no, it's not going to work, sir. Yeah, let's let it go.
So that didn't end up coming together?
No, and I was not going to be part of that because they were just looking at the side benefit of the ATP production, not how you use frequencies.
Right. All right. Now, do you feel that these specific frequencies in the human body are they? Like, why do I feel like these frequencies? And it's energy, right? This is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
energy in the human
energy.
Body.
So let's go back to chemistry.
Okay.
There's something called the periodic table of elements that lists every element known on planet Earth.
I remember that.
You do. Well, so do I. And so every element on our planet is made of protons and neutrons, and then there's electrons.
Right.
And when I was in high school, they taught the electrons go in orbits around the nucleus. And in high school today, I've asked high school teachers, yes, they still go around in circular orbits like wheel weights in a car, but that's not true. Electron microscopes actually show that they vibrate back and forth. So if you hold your arm out in front of you and try to turn your hand, it won't turn a full circle, but you can vibrate your hand. If you can vibrate your hand 5 times in a second, that hertz is 5 cycles per second. So that's the baseline. Now, it takes several atoms to make up a molecule,
mm-hmm.
Thousands of molecules to make up cells, and thousands of cells to make up tissues. Now, no one knows for sure exactly how microcurrent works, but I think I've got it figured out.
Okay.
I think it's the collective accumulation of all the vibrating electrons throughout all the tissues that gives each particular tissue its specific characteristic.
All right. So now, what about... I'm trying to understand because, again, I'm not a medical doctor here, doctor. So now...
Neither am I. I'm a naturopathic doctor.
Yeah, but you're still a doctor. What about external factors? Like you know, you mentioned injuries and stuff and accidents and everything like that.
Well, that's very, very important because external factories will cause those harmonics to change. So something like a high-impact motor vehicle accident or a sports injury accident, or even something that seems very minor, like PTSD, which can be from baby even to a war veteran, see actual combat.
Right.
Any of these things, any external factor, will change the way the electron vibrates around the nucleus, which will change the entire vibrational characteristics of the tissue, not just once, but several times over. So if you're to look at, in an MRI study, the bone is still a bone, the muscle is still a muscle, but if you look with an electron microscope, hey, wait, something's different.
Right.
Something's different. I think what every form of medicine lacks is addressing that part, which I believe is why Terrell has been healed completely, because he had FSM at the very end, where somebody else, what I get all the time is I've never been quite the same since that accident.
Because, right.
And when the electron configurations change, they do not change back automatically. They just stay stuck there.
Right.
So it has to be, there has to be something to unstick them, and the only thing I know is frequency specific.
Right. And you mentioned the woman that you work with where you said the parents came and said, you know, ever since then, she hasn't been the same. She's actually, you know, kind of evolved into this woman
a
where she had always been
stuck, girl.
stuck at before. Now, what about, say, common injuries? You know, something like a car accident. You were talking about car accidents earlier. What about whiplash?
Okay, so if you were to study whiplash accidents like crash dummy videos, that's only shot at 5 miles per hour. I've had patients that have accidents as fast as 70 miles per hour, and that's not 5 plus 65. It's an exponential relationship. What that means, if there's an earthquake, the Richter magnitude scale, if there's an earthquake of 5.0 versus 5.1, 5.1 is 10 times more powerful. 5.2 is 100 times more powerful. 5.3 is 1,000 times more powerful. So it's an exponential relationship. And there are actually accident crash data retrieval technicians who can reconstruct and figure out the amount of energy absorbed. But what people don't realize, and it's very important, is that when there's an accident like this, and this has happened to the 25-year-old, the brain is actually tossed inside of the skull and bangs on both sides of the skull.
Right.
And in football, they've actually studied this since 2002. And they discovered there's actually a chronic traumatic encephalopathy injury that can happen to football players. Now, granted, car accidents are not that severe, but football player butt heads 2 to 7 to 10 miles an hour. If somebody gets in a 70-mile-per-hour accident, that's a big deal.
Right.
Now, the human head is about 13 pounds average, and between the brain and the cervical cord is the brain stem. When that brain stem gets concussed, it can affect nerves, and 9 of your 12 cranial nerves actually originate from the brain stem, and it can affect that. Like, one thing it affects is the 8th cranial nerve, which affects the inner ear, which it affects balance. And then it goes on from there. What I see all the time is, and what I treat all the time, whenever I get somebody in any kind of an accident where the head has been tossed around, I always treat concussive, not concussion, but concussive force of the brainstem, because if I don't, this is what happens. I've seen this many times, 6 to 18 months later, after the accident, long after the PIP accident's been, claim has been closed,
right.
The patient could have, I've seen 1 to 7 of these things that can happen. They can have memory and decision-making problems, or cognitive functions, executive functions and judgment are altered, difficulty with linear thinking, communication, or difficulty with sequencing, sleep disturbances.
Right.
They can have anxiety, depression, PTSD, balance and coordination problems. And there's another thing that comes up that's very interesting. There's a disease called fibromyalgia, which is you have these very painful tender points on both sides of your body, all up and down the spine. And whenever I have a fibromyalgia patient, I say, have you ever been in a bad accident any time when your head was whipped around? No, doc. Actually, you know, about 20 years ago, I remember this happening. And I have found that every single fibromyalgia patient has had a history of something happened to the wet head being whipped around 10 to 20 years earlier. And I think what happens is that the electron vibrations of the spinal cord have been altered, and after it takes about 10 to 20 years for scar tissue to develop, and when the signals don't get through the spinal cord to the target organ, you get these pressure points. And so these are just some of the basic things to look for, but I'm only barely touching on this portion, so if a person really needs to know more, they need to go to my website, allnaturaldoctor.com, click on resources, medical topics. There they're going to find a whole list of things I wrote about. Look at frequency-specific microcurrent. This has been used by doctors teaching other doctors, lay people,
right,
to learn more, because I'm not really doing justice in a short period of time.
Yeah, and I mean, we've been speaking about it for 30 minutes straight, but that doesn't mean you're covering everything. There's so much more that goes into this. Hey, real quick, before we do wrap up, something a little more personal for me. Would this be something that could be effective, say, somebody who's got Lou Gehrig's?
If you can figure out exactly what's going on. Now, some diseases, microcurrent alone will not fix it. Some diseases, it will. So some diseases, next week's topic will be heavy metal toxicity.
Okay.
We may have to look at heavy metal toxicity, and microcurrent may be an adjunctive therapy that will work. It really needs to look at the entire picture, so I can't say for sure. But it depends upon, each individual will be different. I've treated Parkinson's patients and multiple sclerosis patient,
right,
and they're all slightly different. There can be different causes for the diseases. So if you can figure out the cause,
right,
then treat it, and then sometimes microcurrent will be the primary therapy, sometimes it's an adjunctive therapy.
Yeah. You know, and the only reason I asked, doctor, is because someone that I knew, he was in a car accident. And then short while later, he was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's.
There you go.
And, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the head trauma and, you know, things from car accidents and how things can manifest over time and all of a sudden it spurs something to happen in the body, that's the only reason why it came to mind. So thank you for making me aware of that.
You're very welcome.
Now, where can people find an FSM practitioner if they're not in your area?
Well, they could take a plane and visit me, but that's not necessary. It's quite simple, actually. They can go to frequencyspecific.com and click on FSM practitioners, enter zip code, and say, I will be willing to see somebody 50 miles, 100 miles, but may I make three suggestions to look for? See, if a doctor who is licensed in a state to do electrical therapy takes an FSM course, he can take one weekend course and practice FSM, but he may not know very well what he's doing. That's why the medical doctor referred to me. So number one, I suggest you find somebody who's certified in FSM, so he's got a lot of experience.
Right.
The next thing I suggest, is that doctor going to leave the room? So in 2007, we started coming with automated machines and wet towel applications. The doctor can leave the room and have four machines in four rooms, treat four people at the same time, better income. But I have reservations because I've had patients come to me for several hundred miles. Their doctor did that. The patient had a bad reaction. The doctor was not in the room. Patient didn't know what to do. Patient got quite upset. Come see me and I have to fix them. So number two, is the doctor going to leave the room? And number three, are the doctors going to use the hands? Now, prior to 2007, we always used graphite gloves and we could apply the current therapy that way. But then the switch to wet towels has been to expedite this idea of leaving the room. But currently they teach that if you're to learn the basics of my current, if you're doing the wet towel method where you just have the wet towels laying in the person, you're not using graphite gloves, at least put your bare hands underneath there and see if you're feeling a reaction of any type of warmth and softness. That tells you something. But I might be the only person still using graphite gloves, but if you look on the internet and find Krillian Photography, K-I-R-L-I-A-N, Krillian Photography, you'll find that there are auras. And when I have my hands on a person with the gloves, I think I can actually feel the auras. An example is I had a patient that needed nasal surgery for snoring, and the aura in the left seemed deep to me, and something was different than the left and the right. They did not want to be treated the same. And I said, did any chance that doctor took the scalpel and went deeper over there? He says, oh, yeah, you did tell me about that. Yeah, that did happen. So I would recommend certified, not leave the room, and if they're still using the hands.
Right. All right. And again, you can go to frequencyspecific.com if you're looking for a practitioner. Make sure you have those criteria. But if you would like to make a trip, you know, hey, from what I understand, Battleground is a very nice part of Washington, isn't it?
It's a very nice park. We have a new motel that's been here for about 5 years. People usually stay in that.
There you go. So visit the good doctor. His name, Dr. David G. Young. He's a naturopath, allnaturaldoctor.com. That's allnaturaldoctor.com. That is the website. You can go there to find out more. You can also give him a call directly as well. More than happy to take your call. 360-687-3340. And doctor, thank you so much for the knowledge and the education.
You're welcome, Rick.
All right. We appreciate it. And I look forward to next week. Till then, you have a great week. And we'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.